Hi everybody, I want to share my experience of fear. In the first few months and weeks of my business, when I actually made the decision I was going to build, I experienced a huge amount of fear. What would happen is I'd been told I had to make my phone calls. In order to make my phone calls, I needed to move my business forward. In order to move my business forward, I had to make my phone calls. And I also was told 4 to 6 weeks of activity is going to start bringing results into the business. So I knew I had to do 4 to 6 weeks of focused activity in order to start seeing results. The trouble was is that every time I went to pick up the phone, fear used to creep in. So I used to get sweaty, I felt uncomfortable, my palms went clammy, heart palpitations, everything, physical fear used to turn up. And I would convince myself that now wasn't the right time to make that call. In fact, I would convince myself that even at 7 o'clock at night, somebody would be busy doing something else, and maybe the best time to call them would be the following week. I used to say it was a great idea, and that actually used to make me feel better. So, of course, I didn't get the phone calls done. So, of course, my business didn't move forward. And I actually thought there was something wrong with me, because I could see other people moving their business forward. I could see other people making phone calls. They were getting guests to business presentations. They were getting the one-to-ones that I wasn't getting. And I was scared. I was scared, and I started doubting that I could do this. And when doubt creeps in, it's evil. It's a bit like when confusion creeps into your business. It's evil. You need to be clear about where you want to go. When it creeps in and it's evil, and it eats away at you starts making you doubt that you can build it. So the good news is that I discovered I was completely normal. Anybody who's part of the Homo sapiens race, you can look this up on Google. It's actually called approach avoidance. It's a very well recognized human phenomenon, and people call it different things: betwixt and between a wall and a hard place. You want to do something but you don't want to do it at the same time. And often it just reaches stalemate. Now, obviously, when that happens in our business, that's not really very helpful, considering that if you're part-time, you need to be making your 5 contacts a day to move your business forward. So once I realised I was normal, I started thinking, OK, how do I deal with it? Because you have to deal with it, don't you, if you want to move your business forward. Now, one of the great ways of dealing with it is to actually turn your fear into an animal of some description. That way at least you have a tangible physical thing that you can think about. Mine turned into an elephant, and I would spot this elephant. The more I practiced this, the more I spotted this elephant turning up. If I found myself saying, I think I'll just make a cup of tea before I make a phone call, that is your elephant turning up. What I learned to do was to actually shout at it. I used to yell at it. I used to be horrible to my elephant. I used to just say, oh, for God's sake, what are you doing here? Get out of here. I've got phone calls to make. Gradually, you know, I found my elephant got a lot smaller. This actually becomes a lot easier. My elephant used to disappear. I used to make it disappear long enough just to grab the phone, pick it up, dial the number, and make the call. After a while, suddenly it became a lot easier to make the calls, and the elephant, you know, very rarely shows up now. Turns up, and he's only about 3 foot high, so I can just turn around and say, hey, oh, hello, you again, what are you doing here? I've got some calls to make, go away. I'm not always that polite to it. You know, in the comfort of your own home, you can say what you like to your elephant. So my point is that you need to not be surprised. You know, your future, as Tom Barrett actually quite aptly puts it, your future hangs on your ability to stop being surprised when fear shows up. And you're completely normal, and everybody goes through this. It gets easier. It gets easier as results start coming through. It gets easier as your belief in the business starts building. Don't allow your elephant to control you. Don't allow your elephant to prevent you from reaching the goals that I know you can achieve. And I would love to hear back from everybody about what their elephants do to them and what animal they may want to turn it into and how they deal with it. So send me an audio boo. You just put send or compose, find my name on it, and send me an audio boo so we can all share what elephants we have.